Welcome to Momentous Life, the podcast. I'm your host, Malaika Simmons, Chief Empathy Officer of Momentology Media and creator of the Momentology Method. This podcast was made for world changers and world changers in the making. I created it for servant leading women, though all pronouns or no pronouns are welcome to engage. My deepest wish is that you will hear something that speaks to the spark in you, that light in me reaches the light in you. And remind you that you are already enough for whatever you want to be, do, or have. You are enough. What follows I am follows you. So choose your thoughts carefully. We'll talk about how to do that in just a bit, but right now we're going to cover the basics. What is the Momentology Method? And what is a momentous life? If you consider yourself a servant leader, you may feel a bit served out and less than leaderly or leader-like or leaderish. Okay, full disclosure, I make up words all the time, so don't jump in my comments saying, hey, you made that up, because I warned you, okay? Besides, aren't all words made up? So today's topic is Momentology 101, an introduction to what I'm calling the Servant Leader's Guide to the Universe. We'll talk about what the Momentology Method is at its core and why I believe servant leaders can use it to lead a momentous life by design rather than default. So what is momentology? What is the momentology method? The momentology method is an intentional framework for living. It is the study and practice with an emphasis on practice, on operating in the now, succeeding from where you are right now, leveraging every moment for its highest and best use. There are three major principles or states of being that we ascribe to in momentology: awareness, gratitude, and expectance. It starts with awareness, like in the Matrix, right? You start to notice something is just not right. You have a desire for something more or something different than what you're experiencing right now. In psychology, it's called cognitive dissonance. The math just ain't mathing. Okay, so now you're waking up, you're looking around and seeing that there are experiences that you want, but they're not yet part of your reality. Like, wait, I've been doing this job for 5 years, just barely making six figures, and they're out here paying somebody $500,000. I remember the first time I knew someone personally making $300,000 and $400,000 a year, and they were not the CEO. I looked at them like they were some sort of exotic bird. When I found out about a job making $750,000, listen, the world changes when you get a glimpse of experiences that you didn't even know existed. For you to lead your team, your program, to reach or exceed your goals, you have to be at a higher vantage point. Emotionally and strategically, you have to be both self-aware and situationally aware. Okay, so now you know that, you know, as the Transformers say, there's more than meets the eye. Now what? Are you going to sit around grumpy as hell that they, whoever they are, has something that you don't? You could do that. That and $5 will buy you some overrated coffee to spill your tears into. Or you could look a little differently at gratitude. Okay, so hear me out, world changers. You could count your blessings and leverage what you already have. We are extremely critical when it comes to seeing our own value. Have you ever seen a job posting and thought at first that the job seemed perfect for you? And then you begin to read through the requirements, you feel yourself going from depressed to flat out angry. No, that's just me. Okay, I'll own it. I'm sure you've never cursed out a job description like it A, could hear you, B, had feelings, and 3, stole your money. Okay, well, it does feel a bit like it stole your money when you think about that you can't get a job that you believe you deserve, right? Okay, so how does gratitude help? Instead of seeing what you don't have, focus on what you may already have that they didn't ask for. I had a client who thought she would have to go back to school or take a major pay cut because she didn't feel like she measured up. She had to take some time away for personal reasons, and she just didn't feel like she was up to it. We worked together to help her remember her current toolbox of strengths, be grateful that she was an intelligent, coachable, lifelong learner who had the mental capacity and the opportunity to highlight her genius. There's only one you. You do something in a way that no one else can. Own that. Be grateful for that. The curse of knowledge sometimes has us believing that our superpower is a commodity. it is not. After some consideration of all that she had to be grateful for, she had her I can do this better than anyone list, and she was ready for her interviews. She not only got a job without having to go back to school or get another certification, she surpassed her salary expectations. When you feel grateful, you feel happy, right? Gratitude is powerful. I bet you think that money will make you happy. But what if happy made you money? Using the Momentology method, she was able to get a job she loved, making more money, and giving her the flexibility to spend time with her family. The family that the previous jobs had kept her from fully enjoying. Icing on the cake? Over the next couple of years, she continued to grow her salary by more than $60,000. Okay, so this last major concept is one that tripped everyone up. Expectance. It seems like a scary concept. No one wants to have expectations because when you set yourself up, you get disappointed, right? Well, maybe. If you expect things from other people, yeah, there's a good chance at some point you'll be disappointed. I mean, if you give your power to someone, why are you mad that they take it? If you stake your happiness on the whims and behaviors of others, you will constantly be yanked around or feeling like you're being yanked around. Take responsibility, take ownership, and take your power back. There's a saying I love, never give anyone the power to feed you because then they have the power to starve you. Now, that doesn't mean don't ever work for anyone. It doesn't mean don't find joy in someone's company or value in someone else's expertise. It means do not expect someone else to do solely for you what you can do for yourself. And who decides whether or not you're going to have a good day? I hope you said you do. Okay, let's workshop this, right? Imagine you apply for a job, which is a step up from where you are. You get the job, hand in your notice, and on the Friday before you start the new job, you're informed that the role you'll be filling isn't exactly the level you thought it was. It wasn't what you expected at all. There was some mix-up, they're calling it, and you will be starting at a lower level than promised. Now, you can't go back to the old job, and you need the new job. What do you do? When my client came to me, she had already accepted the job, filed a complaint, and felt completely powerless. They had her. She accepted and she promised, and they kept promising to make it right, but they didn't. She understandably was having difficulty showing up and doing her job well, as she felt betrayed and that they didn't deserve her best effort. Like, why even bother? She was mentally checking out, although she loved the work that she did. When we worked together to get her to see that the situation was one thing, her feelings about it were another thing. See the situation as it is, not how she wished it to be. Take inventory of all her assets, what she brought to the job, who knew about her situation, what evidence she had of the agreement, and who she was as a person. She could easily set expectations that she controlled, how she was operating at work, what she said, and how she treated people. When she stopped focusing on them, and start focusing on her expecting greatness from herself, a funny thing happened. She won the fight. She got the position she wanted and the five-figure increase that came with it. Her comment to me was, you know what was better than the money? Standing up for myself and not letting myself be disregarded. She did that while continuing the level of professionalism she always had, maintaining her integrity. She was later asked personally by the CEO to take a larger and more visible role. And she didn't even know she knew who she was. Listen, don't expect them to act right. Expect that you'll be the best version of yourself to handle it. And then set up the scenario where you win anyway. There are also three major actions that we strive for. Dreaming, designing, doing. We'll talk about those in another episode. But all of it is made possible with awareness, gratitude, and expectance. There are several more concepts, but these begin to help you lean into your very specific joy and genius to live a life you love, a life of purpose, a life that gives as much as it takes. And let's be honest, life be lifin'. It can feel like the tide is against you and you're drowning in the meaningless of it all. And that only happens for a moment, right? All moments pass. Remember that all things are temporary, good, bad, or indifferent. The moment will pass. Life is a series of moments. The question is, what will you do with yours? So
I'm a doctoral student. I'm pursuing my PhD in international psychology, and my research body of work focuses on mitigating the stress and overwhelm that women, and specifically women of color, experience in their pursuit of having it all. The driven, servant-leading woman who cares more for her people than she does for herself. Maybe you know her. Maybe you are her. Long before I was traversing academia to prove what many of us already know, I was leading teams as a portfolio, program, and project manager, primarily in the federal space. I needed to always be the so-called top of my game. Time never seemed like it was on my side. Everyone wanted everything now or yesterday. There was no time to breathe. The point I don't want you to miss, world changers, is that you have the power to alter the trajectory of your life at any moment. You have to want to do it, be determined to succeed, and have faith that you are exactly where you need to be at any given time. It's never too late to be the best version of you. You know, when's the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago. When's the second best time? Right now. Stop waiting and start winning. Start today, in this moment. If you truly believe you are a servant leader, lead. Lead unapologetically from your zones of joy and genius. So, how does one serve unapologetically from their zone of joy and genius to live this momentous life? Well, I'm glad you asked. So we all have different lived experiences. We have fears and dreams and goals, which are shaped by how we see the world, how we believe the world sees us. I can no more define a momentous life for you than you can for me, but there are clues that you're on the path. The first is, you're listening to this. Something brought you here. How'd you find this podcast? What were you searching for? What are you searching for? A better job, how to get more clients, how to get your staff to be more engaged, productive, you know, without you being there holding their hands. Maybe you feel something is missing in your life, or you're just so tired of everything, of being everything to everyone, that you don't even remember what you wanted out of life. When you're living a momentous life, it's not perfect, but you own it. You see it, your life and your desires clearly. You're confident in the steps that need to be taken, even if you don't know exactly what they are. And you have the conviction to carry out your mission, whether it's personal, professional, fitness, family related. The common denominator is you and your mastery of the moment. If I were to ask you what makes you happy, what would you say? A lot of times we get really unspecific about the answer. I just want a good job, or I just want to be happy. The level of specificity that we put on what we want is sad sometimes. But what about what we fear? Oh, I need $5,327 for this car, bill, tax, whatever. You know that down to the penny. But when I ask you what makes you happy, you're not sure? This is why we lean into, generally speaking, our fears versus those things that make us happy. Learn to be really specific. Learn to vision out the things that you want, the things that you enjoy. I love the beach. I love the way the sand fits between my toes. I love the way the sun hits my eyebrow. Get specific when you're happy. Your genius is another thing that's really important. Just because I say you don't have to wait for your next degree or certificate to be successful, that doesn't mean I don't find value in education and the execution of excellence. On the contrary, I come from a family of teachers and appreciate both the quest for knowledge and the importance of rising above mediocrity. You can pursue advanced levels of knowledge, hone your craft, while you leverage what you already have. The reason why people have a hard time with setting expectations is that they're worried they'll be disappointed. Setting expectations gives you peace. Setting boundaries gives you peace. Letting people know instead of guess where you stand gives you peace. So you might say, this all sounds great and all, but like, how? How do I set this momentous life into motion? So first of all, there's an agreement. All transformation begins with intention. you have to make a determination or a decision that you're signing up for the momentous life that you say you want. In Never Split the Difference, Chris Voss talks about the golden rule is wrong. And I agree. That Chris, boy, I'm telling you, he gets me. Hey, Chris, if you're listening, I'd love for you to come on the show. Okay, world changers, somebody tag him and let's see what we can manifest. Anyway, he says, don't treat people how you want to be treated. Treat them how they want to be treated. Empathy goes a long way to showing people you care. And people who feel cared for will step up for themselves if they feel that it's a safe environment. And that's what a servant leader does. Empower those that they lead to step up. But you have to be sure of yourself first. So how do you get there? How does momentology help? By showing you how to lean intentionally and unapologetically into your joy and genius. Okay, you ready? I'm gonna share with you an agreement that you set with yourself. It's between yourself and God, your highest power, your center. You have to understand that it's not who you are that makes a difference in this world. It's whose you are. No one can take away what was given to you at birth. All right, so first, we're going to breathe in. Now, out. Breathing is very important. It centers you, concentrates your energy. Breathe in and be aware that your spirit is ready for your greatness. Breathe out and be grateful that you have another day and an opportunity to do what you dream. One more breath. Breathe in and out. Then begin. From the light of God that I am, from the love of God that I am, from the power of God that I am, from the mind of God that I am, I will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit within. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standards. I'm the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender, not the borrower. I am loved by God, chosen by God, and protected by God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. I'm happy, I'm humble, I'm healthy, I'm strong, I'm powerful. I am unbothered. I am unstoppable. I am limitless. My worth is undeniable, irrefutable, and I am sustained wholly by God. I lean not on my own understanding, and I know that it is not good if it is not God. I dwell in the midst of infinite abundance. The abundance of God is my infinite source. The river of life never stops flowing. It flows through me into lavish expression. Good comes to me from expected and unexpected avenues, and God works in a myriad of ways to bless me. I now open my mind to receive my good. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing is too wonderful to have happened. I'm not burdened by the past nor hindered by the future. One is gone, the other is yet to come. I exist in the now. I hold power now. My moment is now. By the power of my beliefs, coupled with my purposeful, fearless actions and my deep rapport with God, my future is created and my abundance made manifest. I will grow, maintain, and sustain multiple legs of international business. I'm looking for those who are looking for me. I am a money magnet. Successful, striving, positive world changers are looking to join my businesses, contribute to my causes, and pay me for my talents, my time, my words, and my wisdom. I am so happy and grateful now that I receive money in increasing quantities from multiple sources on a continuous basis. I am building multiple legs of seven-figure businesses that will create impact around the world. I'm clear on my place in the world. My passion, my mission, my vocation, and my profession have combined to create my purpose. I will do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to make my dreams a reality. And so it is. Ashe. That's it, y'all. That's my mantra. That's my manifesto, my agreement that I make with myself every day. There are a lot of folks out here who'd love to tell you what to do to be successful, and we'll have you jumping through hoops and wearing masks. There are many things you can do, but there's only one way to be. When you use the momentology method, your state of being is awareness, gratitude, and positive expectance. It changes everything and touches all parts of your life. I've helped clients use the momentology method to deal with parenting issues related to avoiding the perception of favoritism, showing them how to teach their children to appreciate each moment and have empathy for their siblings. Yeah, I know that sounds crazy, but it works. Level setting family expectations and obligations. I've helped my clients speak up to get raises, bonuses, land new jobs to the tune of 5 and 6 figures. The momentology method has allowed me to build diverse teams who all shine in their respective genius while making the clients look good and impacting communities who didn't think anyone cared. We can do good and well. Servant leadership is not just tending to a flock, but building up people to surpass their own expectations. It's about leadership, but more importantly, it's about legacy. Let's call it leadership. Legacy? Okay, maybe not. We'll workshop that later. But the point is, finding your joy. I don't care if it's cat videos, stand-up comedy, painting, sewing, ballet, and tying them to your genius, your attention to detail, your ability to research, conflict resolution, writing, accounting, will give you an outlet that protects your peace of mind, gives you a sense of purpose, which gives you an aura of success and mastery that attracts more positive experiences to your now, your moment, where you find yourself right now. There are always going to be challenges, and I'm not here to sing kumbaya and tell you everything will be okay, but it might not hurt if you knew the words. Meaning, if you learn how to access joy and turn on your genius, maybe you'll soon remember to bring it forward more often. Maybe you'll realize that your boss, the world, finicky clients do not have the last say on your peace of mind. You do. Use the power of the pause. Take just a moment in your day to feel present. Assess the situation, view the moment over the myth, take inventory, and then push the button. The moment will pass, and what you do and what you know, there's always going to be another one to take its place, right? That's how it works. Wait until the tomorrow you hears about what the today you was worried about, rookie. But don't worry, it gets easier. You're doing your best. You're only human. Remember to have awareness of what is possible. Gratitude for the things you forget to say thank you for. And expectance that you will have, be, or do exactly what you need at that moment. That's how using the momentology method gets you to live a momentous life. You get to decide what a momentous life means for you. What is meant for you is only for you. Stop fighting for your fragility. No more making excuses for your limitations or mourning over what you think you don't have. Sometimes rejection is protection. Honor your agreement. Stand in the power of your own promise. Now, if any of this resonated, if you enjoyed it, if you learned a thing or two, or maybe you know someone that could use a blueprint for how to not be all things to all people, but still be all of what they want to be, I hope you'll like, share, and tune in to future episodes. Message me if there's a topic on leading with heart that you want to explore. Next time, I look forward to exploring 3 more principles of momentology, how we might use the power of acceptance, calibration, transformation to see positive changes for us and those we lead and love. Tune in to find out. Oh, last fun fact about me, I can say thank you in over 50 languages. No, it was not an assignment in my international doctoral program. But it has come in handy. I've always loved languages, and gratitude is my favorite human emotion. I never want to be anywhere in the world and not be able to express gratitude in the most heart-centered way. And, you know, what better way than the language of your womb? Besides, people appreciate being appreciated, don't you? Why not find a way to say thank you to someone today? Bonus point if it's someone that you don't know well. Thank you for sharing space with me today. Merci. Muchas gracias, danke, shukran, danewad, and domo arigato. If you want me to show you how to create your own agreement, or you need help navigating and finding yourself in the moment, book a call at momentouslifenow.com. If you're looking for empathy-based leadership training, employee engagement, or team building, go to momentologymedia.com and click start here to send me a request. For more content on living unapologetically in your joy and genius, connect with me on LinkedIn. Here's to living a momentous life. Until next time, grateful for you all.